Welcome to the podcast, What It's Like. I'm your host, Tim Johnson. Recently, I had a chance to spend some time with Jim Kruna and Mindy Hagen. They're two EMTs based out of Willmar. Jim and Mindy are part of a team of more than 130 CentraCare EMTs and paramedics that are always at the ready should an emergency strike. I wanted to learn more about what they do, wanted to hear their stories, and also better understand what it's like to be called to an emergency situation where everybody's counting on you. What I discovered is that it takes a ton of skill and a do what it takes mindset to become those who bring calm to that chaos and life-saving care to those who need it most. After a recent shift, I sat down with Jim and Mindy for a conversation. Take a listen. Usually when you get a call, you know the nature of the call, but you don't know what is going to come up. So let's say, I'm sure like a farm accident is something that you've had to deal with, or a car crash. I don't think about one of those scenarios and tell me about that. Tell me what goes through your mind and the actions that you take when you come up on something like that.
The one I always think back of is we had a truck versus school bus. And it was right in the afternoon, and it was a loaded school bus. There was 14 kids on board. We knew that it had kids, not how many. And pulling up on scene, I'd only been on for about 2 years, and it was like, this is going to be bad. The truck is sitting in the middle of the road, just demolished, and there's a person still inside. I go to the truck. My medic partner goes to the bus. And the bus is still upright. It did a 180-degree spin after it got hit by the truck and stayed on its wheels. And I crawl in the back of the truck and start doing my work with the patient that's in there. And he comes back and checks to make sure that I'm okay. The kids on the bus are okay. And all I hear is my pager going off as there's more resources paged. We had every ambulance in the county on site, and all four of the trucks, or five of the trucks from Willmar, because there was 14 kids in the bus. And we transported all of them. All of them were minor injuries, but you hope everybody's fine. But the gal I sat in the truck with used to send me Christmas cards every year until she passed away, because I crawled in the back seat. It was October. I had short sleeves on, and it was about 28 degrees. And I sat in the back of the truck with her, and she said, "You got to be cold. You got to be cold." And nope, I'm doing fine. And I had the crew cover her up, and they covered both of us up at the same time. And the cold wasn't the issue. I just wanted to make sure she got out of there.
How about you, Mindy, when you come up on something where you're not sure, you kind of have an idea, but you're not sure what exactly to expect?
I think for me, too, when the page goes out, and, you know, my mind goes back to a head-on collision just this last winter with a couple cars involved, and your mind automatically wanders to the worst. What am I going to see when I get there? How bad is this going to be? And your adrenaline is just running, and you're maybe the second one on scene to get there, which we were in this situation. And both of our patients were stable, but yet very critical. And my partner and I did our thing, and away we went, and just all of our resources ended up. You're so involved in the call that you don't notice your resources showing up on scene, you know, just minutes or seconds after you get there, because you're just doing patient care and just making sure that everybody's stabilized and the vehicles are stable and the patients aren't going anywhere. And if they are out of the vehicle, doing patient care right away and getting on scene, you're thinking the worst. There wasn't any fatalities, thankfully, at that time, you know, and everybody ended up great.
We're very fortunate out here that all the communities around us and the services that we have, we communicate well and we work well together. So everybody shows up and they know what they're supposed to do. All the departments, as far as fire and EMS and the rescue squads, they will show up, they will do their job. And you know that their number one focus is to make sure we're safe and that we're all going to go home. And that's when I do training exercises. The number one goal is to make sure that everybody goes home the same way they came.
How frustrating are other drivers when you're trying to get to the scene?
See the gray hair?
Okay.
They cause a lot of it.
Yes, that is a great question.
And the driving part of it, I'm a driving instructor for CentraCare. I also teach for an 18-county Southwest region. So I educate people on the fact that I don't care how good your medic is or your caregiver in the back of the truck. A, if you don't get to the patient, and B, if you don't get them back to the hospital, doesn't matter how good the person is giving care.
What else do you guys think that people like me and doctors and nurses and people in public, people who use your services or people who may have to someday, what do you want them to know about emergency medical services?
When we show up, we're an ALS unit typically. We're basically an emergency room on wheels. So in our 8x8 box, we can do a lot of stuff that they're going to do in the emergency room. And we try to do that on scene before we start transporting you to the hospital. The other part of that is if you're in the ER, you've got a whole plethora of resources, doctors, nurses, other aides, other people to come help you. When we're on scene, it's my partner and I. And if we call for more resources, we might have another paramedic or EMT. Mm-hmm. So it's two against the world, where if you're in the ER, it's a ton against the world.
Yeah.
So there's times we will sit on scene, we'll do what we call stay and play, because we can treat you and get you a lot of cares that you need right now before we go to the hospital. And there's times that we will swoop and scoop and grab that patient mm-hmm. and haul butt, because no matter what we do, we don't have enough hands to take care of them.
Yeah.
So you try to get them stable as best as possible, and then you go.
So I don't know about you, but I definitely have a greater appreciation for the brave people who respond when somebody has to call 911. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Mindy, for sharing your story and for being there when people need you. And thank you to all the EMTs and paramedics throughout CentraCare who we and our entire communities count on every day. I'm interested in your story too. What do you do at CentraCare? And what's it like to do that? I'll be highlighting all types of jobs throughout our organization. So send me an email and share your What It's Like story. Email me at whatitslike@centracare.com. I can't wait to share your story too.